What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Heel Yinzer Wrestling Podcast. It is Saturday, February the 16th. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday. Everybody had a great Saturday so far, and I hope everybody's enjoying their weekend. Hope everybody's getting ready for Elimination Chamber. Before I begin, I do want to give a special shout out to my niece, Jazaria Rose. Today is her 4th birthday. She had a birthday party today at Chuck E. Cheese. Heard it was pretty fun. Heard everybody had a great time there. Just want to say happy birthday. Love you, Jazaria. Oh, got that out the way. Gotta give my niece a shout out, definitely. She doesn't listen to the podcast. Definitely does not. I don't know if she really enjoys wrestling at all either, but who knows? She does, like, sometimes I'll play and she'll, like, watch a couple minutes, like, when, like, the females are wrestling and everything. But anyway, no, I've not talked to you guys in a while. Been kind of busy with school, my life story, school and work. It's been taking over. But I did want to get on here and do my Elimination Chamber predictions. Because since the Rumble, I feel like WWE's been very, very strange how they've been going about everything. But we might touch base on tomorrow. I just want to throw my predictions out. And then tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about AEW and talk about the direction that WWE is going for WrestleMania, and do I agree or don't I agree with it? But we'll talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, Elimination Chamber is tomorrow in Houston, at the Toyota Center. They also did announce, I think it was yesterday. Well, I saw it. I saw it today, or it might have been yesterday. I don't. But they announced that the Royal Rumble will be at Houston next year, 2020, in January, at Minute Maid. MetLife is where WrestleMania is this year. It is going to be at Minute Maid Park, which is a beautiful baseball park, by the way. Very beautiful park by seeing it on when the Houston Astros have games and stuff. It's a very beautiful park. We're awesome. I am thinking I might want to go to my first Rumble, and that'd be a pretty cool one to go to. Houston, it won't be too cold, and it'll be nice and warm, and being in the baseball park. My question is, when is PNC Park going to host one of these outdoor things? No, they won't host the Rumble, obviously, because it's going to be probably 10 degrees in January in Pittsburgh. But hey, you never know. It might be 60 the way the weather's been going around here now. So you never know there. But man, how cool would it be if they host SummerSlam? That'd be pretty fun. Or do something like that. Or they host Money in the Bank. Do Money in the Bank in one of the stadiums and stuff. That'd be cool. Hopefully that happens. Because that'd be fun. But yeah. Elimination Chamber tomorrow. Got a couple matches here to go over. The card, I'm going to say this. There's been no really big build to this pay-per-view. None. There was no build at all. It was just like, here you go. We'll have an awesome gauntlet match. And we'll talk about the women in tag team history. That's all has been talked about. Basically, I feel like every match has been thrown together. Last second. And I really don't feel that. Only build I feel going towards WrestleMania is Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte. That's the only build going to WrestleMania. Everything else is like, we'll see what happens, where it falls in place here in the puzzle pieces, see where they fall into place here. But do have a couple matches to talk about. On the kickoff show, we do have Buddy Murphy taking on Tozawa. Tozawa. I'm a fan. I don't think they would put this belt on Tozawa yet. I feel like Buddy Murphy's going to keep this belt the whole way until WrestleMania. I feel like he's going to drop it at WrestleMania to maybe Cedric Alexander. Maybe even... It'd be pretty cool if they do it like a ladder match. They have not done a ladder match yet for the Cruiserweights. and I think a ladder match for the cruiserweights. Have it on the main card, please, also. If you're going to have a ladder match, please have that on the main card, because that would just be straight fire. Start to show off with that, and that would be awesome. But yeah, I got Buddy Murphy winning this. I got him retaining his Cruiserweight Championship. Now on to the main show. I did pretty well predicting how the match card would have been laid out for the Rumble. Did pretty good. I felt like Becky and Asuka were going to kick off the show. So that was pretty cool. What I think is going to kick off the show, I think it will be the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match will kick off the show. Where you will have the Miz Show, not Miz Show, Shane Miz, or Money Miz, or I don't know how, what they're calling themselves, but Shane McMahon and Miz, the tag team champions, taking on the Usos. Now, Jimmy, I think, yeah, it was Jimmy. Yeah, because Jimmy's married to Naomi. I always get them confused, I don't know why. But got in a little trouble with the law. So WWE just released their statement saying Jimmy Uso is responsible. I think it was Jimmy. It was one of the Usos, the one that's married to Naomi. Got arrested for a DUI, and WWE just released out the generic statement. They're responsible for their own actions, and he's a person. So I don't think they're gonna pull him from the match. I don't think we're gonna win the tag team titles anyway. Even if that this caused an effect to that, I don't think they were gonna even win the tag team titles. So I feel like Miz and Daniel Bryan are going to retain. They're going to take them belts into Fastlane. That's where possibly the breakup could happen, where they drop the titles there. So we can go that route for that. So yeah, I got Miz and Shane winning there. The next match on the card will be Baron Corbin taking on Braun Strowman in a no disqualification match. This match was put together, as always. They put the matches together at the last second because they had to get on the show and everything. So, I kind of feel like Baron Corbin could win this. The way it's looking, I could see Baron, since it's a no disqualification match, they could have Drew McIntyre and Kurt Angle get involved, and that could cause Braun Strowman to win this match, to get Baron Corbin a win here. So I'm going to go with Baron Corbin winning this match. He's going to win because it's going to be a complete clusterfuck there for that. So Next, I got Baron Corbin winning that match. It might be entertaining. Street fight, no disqualification matches. Sometimes WWE just doesn't do them right, so I don't know. But yeah, Baron Corbin's gonna win this match probably here. He's gonna win this match. Now, this is where I would have one of the Elimination Chamber matches, and this is where I would have the Women's Tag Team Title Elimination match. I wouldn't do it last. Everybody think that should be the main event. No, it shouldn't be. The WWE Championship needs to be the main event. Finally, it'll be the main event. But, you know, in this new Women's Evolution, it could be. But I am going to say, well, I'm going to say I'll do the Elimination Chamber matches last. The next match we do have on the card is for the Intercontinental Championship, where it will be a handicap match, which is very odd also as well, where it will be Finn Balor taking on Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. Finn's getting his Intercontinental title, people. He's going to beat Leo Rush. Leo Rush is going to cause Bobby Lashley to lose his Intercontinental title. And then Bobby Lashley will then get his rematch, which, again, I don't understand, because before they said no rematches ever. No rematches, no rematches, no rematches. And we have rematches all the time. So, yeah, I don't understand that at all. but yeah, Finn's getting his Intercontinental belt. He will get his and then Bobby Lashley will verse him in Fastlane. And then we'll get Finn Balor versus somebody, hope, Drew McIntyre maybe at WrestleMania for an Intercontinental title. So that would be cool there. But yeah, Finn's going to become an Intercontinental champion. He deserves it. He had to wrestle the Beast and then take a butt beating at the end of it. Get destroyed at the end of it. So this is the least he can do. They can put the Intercontinental title on him. So yeah, Finn Balor becomes the Intercontinental champion tomorrow. Next is for the Raw Women's Championship. It will be Ruby Riott taking on the champion Ronda Rousey. There is, I don't even think they're giving her a percentage chance to win this. Like, everybody knows booking and everything, but there's no, I think even booking's like, yeah, dude, like, we're just going to have her throw this match out. Just have her placed there, which is sad because Ruby Riott's awesome. Ruby Riott's probably one of my favorite women wrestlers on the roster right now. She's just awesome. She is just doing everything right, and it's just, yeah, I mean, this is a good spotlight for her, I guess. She gets to wrestle for the Women's Championship. I think last year in February, she fought for the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte, so good shot. In a year span, she's had two championship matches, so that's good. But yeah, Ronda's winning this match. Ronda's taking this belt the whole way to WrestleMania, where she's going to verse Becky and Charlotte. In the words of the Road Dogg, oh, you didn't know? We're still there's still people thinking that Becky Lynch is like, oh my God, Becky's really not going to be at WrestleMania. Come on, people. Get with times. She's going to be in that match. Oh man. I guess Bully Ray on Busted Radio said they should do an elimination match. The triple threat match, Ronda, Becky and Charlotte, where Becky takes out Charlotte or Ronda takes out Charlotte, gets her revenge on Charlotte, and then Becky beats Ronda that way. And gives Becky the big rub for the main event there. So, that'd be interesting. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, definitely. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Now we have the two Elimination Chamber matches. We have the first Elimination Chamber match, where it will be for the WWE Hemp Championship belt. The belt's cool. It's growing on me. Where we will have Daniel Bryan defending against AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, and now the replacement for Mustafa Ali due to injury, Kofi Kingston. If you have not watched the Gauntlet match yet, go back and watch it. It was the best Gauntlet match I've seen in a while. It was better than Seth Rollins's. Come at me. I mean, you come at me. It was better than Seth Rollins' Gauntlet match. Not just by performance, but just the body of work he did. Yeah, Seth Rollins beat John Cena and Roman Reigns going into that. But yeah, but Kofi Kingston beat the WWE Champion. He beat Samoa Joe. He beat a future Hall of Famer in Jeff Hardy. So Daniel Bryan's also another future Hall of Famer also. Yeah. About the same thing again. My heart wants Kofi to win this damn title. WWE.com is putting out things like why Kofi needs to win the title, and the New Day's been saying it's time for Kofi to win the WWE Championship. I have a perfect scenario for all this. Where Kofi does become WWE Champion. He's not going to become WWE Champion now, but I'll break down this match here. Daniel Bryan's going to win because he's going to take this belt to Hoyt or WrestleMania. He just got the new belt. They're not going to take it off him real quick. I feel that how the elimination go, I think the way elimination should go, I think Randy went to earn last, which that was so cool when he came in and RKO'd. Man, talk about the easiest payday Randy Orton has ever gotten. Like, all right, Randy, just chill around the crowd and stuff, sit around, hang out. Once AJ eliminates Kofi, go in here and RKO the shit out of fuck. Go RKO AJ Styles and get the 1-2-3. I think he pinned him with his vest on. That was awesome. But, yeah, I think the first person getting eliminated in this, I think Samoa Joe's going to be the first person to get eliminated. Poor guy. Here's a guy that should be going to AEW. Which, again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Make sure you get ready to listen to that podcast tomorrow. I almost said watch. That's coming soon, too, by the way. Soon to come, where I'll be doing this live possibility. But, again, we're coming off. We're going off track here. Samoa Joe's the first eliminated. Second one's going to be a shock one here. I think AJ Styles is going to come out early. I don't think AJ Styles is going to get beyond the final two. I think he'll be the next one to be eliminated. Then Jeff Hardy. And then Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton will be eliminated. And then it will come down to Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryant. They will then put on a show. An Elimination Chamber, where all will end when Eric Rowan and Luke Harper beat up the New Day and they help Daniel Bryan retain his title against Kofi Kingston. So now you have Luke Harper and Eric Rowan together. You have them two together with Daniel Bryant. And then you can have Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania with the New Day in his corner. What a celebration that would be if Kofi wins the WWE Champion, becomes a Grand Slam Champion at WrestleMania. The storyline plays itself out perfectly. You can build to Kofi. You can start to build now for Kofi Kingston to become WWE Champion. You can do a great story. You can do the whole, hey, Kofi has done it all. He's a future Hall of Famer. You can do the interviews. You can have this Kofi, the 24 WrestleMania be so cool with Kofi winning WWE Championship. Then down the road, he gets it back to Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan beats him again. Or, you know, Samoa Joe maybe finally gets the WWE Championship off of Kofi Kingston. You want to do something different with the New Day. And these two, Big E even tweeted out and said, you know, you work with somebody, you clown around with somebody for 4 years, and you forget this guy is an absolute star and a future Hall of Famer. He didn't say in those words, but he said something on the lines of that. But, yeah, and Xavier Woods said Kofi Kingston's going to become WWE Champion soon. And then all the superstars are going out saying stuff. Tyson Kidd said something. Sami Zayn, Natalya. His gauntlet match, and just seeing all the pictures with Kofi with the belt has been awesome. Like, you want, and that's why I love gauntlet matches. Gauntlet matches can create a star, and you can get somebody so over in a gauntlet match, and they don't have to win it. That's what happened with Seth Rollins. He didn't win the gauntlet match, but he did so damn good in that gauntlet match. Got everybody behind him and made you realize how good he is. And that's what everybody realized with Kofi Kingston in this gauntlet match. Hey, Kofi Kingston's really good. I mean, I was looking at all the accolades he won. They posted another video of him in all championships. I think he's like a 5 or 6-time tag team champion, 3-time intercontinental, 3-time United States champion. Man, it's all fame numbers, man. If you're talking about, hey, The Miz might get in, all these guys, you got to look at Kofi Kingston's resume, too. But, yeah, that's what I would do. I would have Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania opponent be Kofi Kingston. You can build towards that. I mean, because who else is going to verse him? I mean, it sucks that Mustafa Ali got hurt. You can maybe put him in another program. Maybe you have the ladder match for the United States title. Well, I think they're going to have... I already said the Cruiserweight's got a ladder match. They can't have a ladder match. Two ladder matches. Same show. No. Maybe do a fatal four-way match. For the guys. Maybe that's be the guys' fatal four-way match. Because I think you could have... I think there was two fatal four-way matches. Excuse me. I think there was two on WrestleMania last year. It was... Hold on, I'm trying to think here. No, they had the Battle Royals. Well, you can have Mustafa Ali win the Battle Royal. Have him have a great show in the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. But that's what I do. But Daniel Bryan's going to retain and take that belt in WrestleMania, where I would do, again, Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Story can book itself, people. Booking 101. You want a pure babyface to verse Daniel Bryan? And just think about also how great it would be how Daniel Bryan talks about the earth and all this stuff, and people eat meat and stuff, and this new day just it makes a great storyline. They need something that side, because Brock and Seth Rollins is gonna be boring as shit. It's gonna be really boring. So we'll see. And which now brings us to the women's tag team first ever will be crowned the first. Well, the new women tag team champions, because there's been women's tag team belts before. These ain't brand new. I mean, the Jumping Bomb Angels, baby, were the first. So, in the new WWE modern, this will be the first time they've had women tag team championships in a while. But we'll be crowning new champions at Elimination Chamber in a chamber where it will be Carmella and Naomi, the Fabulous Glow, I guess they're calling themselves. You have them. You have Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville calling themselves Fire and Desire. Kind of like that name. It's kind of hot. Just like them. You have the Riot Squad, Liv and Sarah Logan. It'd be kind of crazy if they walk out the tag belts and then that 1% chance that that 1% chance that Ruby Riott wins the women's title. Not gonna happen. Yeah, them. You have Tamina and Nia Jax. Boring and boring. I can't even think of a boring and more boring, I guess. I don't know. You have them. And you have the Boss and Hug Connection. And you have the Iconics. Peyton Royce and Billie Kay, and then the Boss Hug Connection of Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks has been cleared, so she will be in the chamber. I think Sasha would have two broken legs. He was going to try to get in this match. That child's not going to miss this. She's been talking about this forever. She has slipped out a bunch of times saying this. So yeah, she wouldn't miss this. I think Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are the first two in the chamber, along with Bayley and Sasha. I don't know who's going in last. I think they did who's going to be the first two teams that are in it. So they'll be the first two teams. I think the first team to be eliminated will be the Riot Squad. Poor Riot Squad. This weekend is not going to be their weekend. The next team is going to be eliminated. I think then those two, all these teams will try to team up on Nia Jax and Tamina, but I feel like they'll be in the final three teams. So the next team I think will go will be Carmella and Naomi will be the next team to go after them. And then I think Mandy Rhodes and Sonya Deville will then be the next team eliminated after that. And then somehow, some way, the Iconics and Bayley and Sasha will then team up to get Nia Jax and Tamina out of there. And then that will leave the Boss and Hug Connection with the Iconics. These are the two teams I were picking to win the tag team titles, the first teams to win the tag team titles. I know everybody's thinking the obvious that Bayley and Sasha are getting these belts. Why they put them back together. This is the reason why. Everything. But I don't think they're winning it. I think what I would do, I would have them chase it. I would have them chase the titles. I would have them chase the tag team titles. Maybe have them versus Bayley, have them versus the tag team champions at WrestleMania and win it there. You have another good feel-good moment. You have Kofi win WWE Championship, you have Steph win, Becky win, and they win. So that'd be good. It'd be really good. So I'm picking the Iconics. I'm going on a limb there. I'm going to pick the Iconics to be the new women's tag team champions. Let's be honest. They're an original tag team. They were put together down in NXT. They were together in NXT. So I'm going to go with them. Poor Asuka. She's not even on this card. Sorry to sidetrack on that, but Asuka's not even on this card. She doesn't even have a WrestleMania opponent. It's like, hey, Asuka should come down and... Wouldn't it be cool if Asuka just came down and kicked everybody's ass and took the tag team titles? She's like, these are mine too. No one ready for Asuka. She should do that. But no, they wouldn't do that creative. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Iconics to win the tag team titles. So those are my Elimination Chamber predictions. Again, thank you for everybody that's been listening to the podcast on... Now we're able to get all the streaming get them on Apple Music, on Spotify, wherever you can listen to podcasts, we're on there now. I can't get the old episodes up, so I do apologize, but I know if you type in if you use that link, I know there's still some of my old episodes from when I was on Podbean on there. Again, you can also go to the Hill Yunzer Facebook page. They're also posted up on there too, so you can go listen to it there as well. Thank you guys again. Let me know your predictions. Go on the Facebook page. Let me know your predictions there also as well. Let me know about your prediction and everything. Oh, I'm also going to be announcing the winner of the Royal Rumble thing. I'm going to get that gift card out. Congratulations to Doug. He actually won the, I'm going to be messaging here soon. He won the men's rumble with, Steph Rollins. So he will be getting the gift card. I have not done a drawing for the other one yet, so I'm going to try to do that here soon. So I'll be getting that taken care of here soon. Very soon here for that, so be on the lookout for that also as well. Again, guys, thank you again for listening. Hope everybody enjoys Elimination Chamber, and then I'll be talking to everybody tomorrow. I'll be on the podcast tomorrow talking about AEW and talking about this future WWE main event. So, all right, guys, have a great night, man. Be safe. Peace.